tijd is nou 2 uur.
Jack and News, you need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 28, Johannesburg 26, Rustenburg 30 graden.
Still got the issues in Bedford View. N3 South stationary vehicle at Van Buren Road and queuing traffic on the N12 R24 west towards Galoolies.
Ons begin by die randper Selandrosova, 'n paartjie wat aangekla word vir die verkoop en verspreiding van materiaal waarin die seksuele aanranding van kinders uitgebeeld word, borgtog geweier is. Darren Wilkin en Tiana Moody is verlede maand in hegtenis geneem na uitgebreide soektog. Dit het gelei tot die ontdekking van meer as 10 miljoen video's en foto's wat die seksuele misbruik van minderjariges uitbeeld. Die paartjie sal in aanhouding bly. Die saak is tot die 24ste Maart uitgestel. Dagtes sal na verwagting vandag in die handelsmisstandhof in Pretoria verskyn op aanklagte wat verband hou met bedrog by Steinhof. Hulle het alself vanoggend aan die valke oorgegee, die valke se Christopher Single.
5 on charges of contravention of the Prevention of Organized Crime Act 21 of 1988, poker, contravention of section 81 of the Financial Markets Act 12 and contravention of the Companies Act 71 of 2008 as well as contravention of section 34 of the Prevention and Combating of Corrupt Activities Act of 2004, PRECA.
Die burgemeester van Johannesburg, Darren Moreiro, versoek inwoners om onwettige waterverbindings te stop en waterverbruik te verminder terwyl die stad met watertekorte worstel. Moreiro het op 'n nuuskonferensie planne aangekondig om boorgate te sink by skole, hospitale en in informele nedersettings. Hy beklemtoon hierdie ingryping sal teen die einde van die boekjaar begin.
We're also looking at public institutions, how we are going to bring boreholes because the schools also get affected when there's no water. Children must go home and therefore affecting their lessons. So we are going to invest on how we bring boreholes into schools, into hospitals, into clinics.
Altesaam 341 verdagtes is gister tydens operasie Chanelle in hegtenis geneem. Die misdade wissel van moordpoging tot moordverkrachting en aanranding. Polisie woordvoerder Jan van Dijk.
During this operation, 4,461 persons and 928 vehicles were searched, with 15 vehicles being tested to verify whether they had been stolen. This resulted in the arrest of a suspect that was in possession of a vehicle hijacked in Ekangala early in the month. One suspect wanted for attempted murder were traced and arrested and will appear in court on Friday the 14th.
En nog nuus uit die buiteland. Die polisie sê die bestuurder van 'n motor wat gister in Duitsland in 'n groep mense ingeploeg het, is 'n 24-jarige Afghaanse asielsoeker. Minstens 28 mense is beseer. Owerhede beskou die voorval as 'n moontlike aanval. Ek is Chanel September top story at the Sawa. Couple charged with selling and distributing material depicting the sexual abuse of children have been denied bail.
Good. That's good. The German thing is an absolute outrage. Mm. And here's the kicker. He's an Afghan refugee from the Taliban. Where are you going to repatriate him to? Yeah.
Any ideas, Alex?
Well, I would put a parachute on the guy and drop him somewhere over Helmand province. Do you use YouTube a lot?
I do.
Okay. Well, happy birthday, YouTube.
Today?
20 years ago today, YouTube, the video sharing website created by Steve Chen, Chad Hurley and Jawed Karim, the three former PayPal employees, went live for the first time. A year later, they sold YouTube to Google for $1.65 billion US dollars. Current evaluation, $180 billion. So if your boy or your girl's doing coding, encourage them.
Give it up for 30 minutes of more music you love, nonstop. Stop.
Turn your radio up
on Jacaranda FM.
If someone told me that the world would end tonight, you could take all that I got for once, I wouldn't start a fight. You could have my liquor, take my dinner, take my fun, my birthday cake, my soul, my dog, take everything I love.